Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 982 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a question coming in today from Monica. All right, now here's today's question from Monica.
Hey, Pat. This is Monica from California. I love the podcast. I'm actually one of your students in your beta group of your podcast academy. So here's my question. How do you know you're ready to quit your job? Okay, so here's the deal. I've been working hard for about a year on my real estate business, and that's going to be the main source of my income for now. But I'd also love to do a couple other things. First off, I'm launching my podcast and my own business academy, as well as I've recently started doing interior styling for homes. Also, in the next couple of months, I should be debt-free. So it all looks good on paper, but how do I know I'm ready to quit? Thanks, Pat. Have a great day.
Hey, Monica, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. I love how you are obviously planning this and you're putting things into place and you're making things happen. Just, I want to congratulate you on that. It seems like you are very close to that point where you would be ready. How do you know if you're actually ready, though? What is that mark or that thing, that sign that tells you, yes, you are ready? And I mean, just here to tell you that it is never going to happen. It is never going to happen. There is never a right time to do anything. If we wait around for the right time, the right moment, it's just going to pass us by. And I know this from personal experience, and I'm just, again, any chance I can to thank my wife, I do, and this is a great time to do that because she always knows these things that are happening in our lives, in our family, that are just the right things to do at the right time. For example, when we bought our home, and I wasn't sure if we were ready to buy our house, but she was like, when are we going to be ready? Like, what does that mean to be ready? And I couldn't answer that question. And really, it was just more of a mental thing than anything. And so I knew that then, you know, there was never going to be like a dollar amount. There was never going to be a date. There was never going to be a moment where something was going to like pop out of the ground or fall from the sky and say, hey, now's your time. Like, this is your window's open finally. No, your window's open right now. And it is all about what's happening in your head. And if you really, truly believe you feel like you can do it, that's really when you're ready. And even before then, you're ready because it's not going to happen. So don't wait around to get to that one moment where you feel like something is going to happen and, you know, there's going to be something like a sign or something that tells you when you're ready. So I don't think that sounds harsh. I think that sounds real. I'm just waiting for the perfect time. You know, I don't think we're ready yet. Well, when are you going to be ready? And I think if you can answer that question, personally for yourself, then do it and make that the thing that makes you ready. I mean, some people I know, save up for something and then they have a specific dollar amount where they then go buy that car, or that thing that they've been wanting. I mean, that's their definition of how they know they're ready because they've saved up that dollar amount. But if it's not anything that's like that, if it's more of an internal thing, well, then you don't know. And you kind of just have to take that leap. And it's kind of one of the most amazing feelings in the world. So, yes, it's scary. But like I talked about in the last episode, I'm going to reread the quote from the last episode because I think it actually works better in this one. I'm sorry I didn't plan it ahead of time. I should have. But that is, the size of your dreams must always exceed your current capacity to achieve them. If your dreams do not scare you, they are not big enough. And typically when you are considering if you're ready or not for something, you're typically at that moment when you're ultimately the most scared of it. And that's a sign that, you know, that's something you should potentially do because, and does it mean you have to do it right now? No. But this is a hard question. I cannot tell you when. You have to do it yourself. And how do you know? I'm just telling you, there's not going to be a clear sign. You just have to go and do it and take that leap. And oftentimes considering, well, what's the worst that can happen? You're also going to see that maybe the worst that can happen is actually not so bad at all. But also I would consider, well, what would be the best thing that can happen? And what would you not be opening yourself up to if you were to actually not move forward? What opportunities would pass you by? So, Monica, thank you so much. I want to wish you all the best, and I'd love to get a follow-up from you later on after you've made some decisions and move forward. So, Monica, I'm going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote for today's episode by Robert Louis Stevenson. That is, make the most of the best and the least of the worst. Cheers, guys, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.